WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. When I walk down my street, I see cars or bikes. Some see gardens, wacky signs, a little take-a-book, leave-a-book library. But how many of you can say that you see a miniature zoo on your block? You heard that right. A stone's throw from the popular Lincoln Park Zoo, you can find a tranquil micro-zoo nestled in the Old Town neighborhood. We're talking about the Little Eugenie Zoo at West Eugenie and North Wells Streets, home to a flock of ducks, two turtles, and an animal-loving family. So I sat down with Stephen and Kim Benson, the keepers of the Little Eugenie Zoo in Old Town. It turns out their journey all started when their daughter wanted some chickens, so I asked them how that wish transformed into their zoo. Here's Stephen.
Yeah, so I used to live in Hyde Park and would bike up the lakefront path and became very fond of ducks. And so when Marie asked if we could have chickens in the front yard, I decided that I became excited about the idea of maybe not having chickens, but maybe having ducks. And so that was kind of the start of the whole thing.
So give us the rundown of all your animals, Kim.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so we do have 5 ducks, 2 turtles, and they're in the front yard. We also have 3 dogs. We have a hamster. We have a diamond dove, 4 parakeets.
Oh, my.
A Russian tortoise, 2 guinea pigs, a blue-tongued skink, 4 red-eyed tree frogs, 2 white dumpy tree frogs, a leopard gecko, a chameleon gecko, and who did I... Oh, did I forget anybody?
I'm not sure.
I should note for listeners, you're not reading this off of any list.
No.
This is just on the top of your brain. First of all, micro? Is this still micro?
It's micro from the street for sure. Okay. You really only see the turtles and the ducks, and then sometimes the dogs kind of stick their faces in the windows for everyone.
But
the rest of the animals are
they're
in the
inside.
House.
Yeah. From time to time we will put the parakeets out, but that's really weather dependent.
I see. Now, this didn't happen overnight, so where did the idea come from to use like your porch as a space for this?
I have always lived in a condominium, and so having a yard for the first time was novel. It's 16 feet by 16 feet, so I was very intrigued about what was possible in a space that size. So when we moved in, it was full of bushes, and there was a small path that went to a door going into the lower kind of garden level. And so we ripped out the bushes, and then it was just kind of an open slate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How long did it take?
It's been in phases.
Okay.
The yard has taken on a few different variations.
I imagine so.
And we ended up with a plumbing issue that resulted in our fence coming out, which caused us to build a new fence. So it's been a fun family project. The family put the fence together. We got reclaimed wood that allowed us to use some posts that are very period to the house itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next summer, we started building and digging a duck pond. So the kids, even some of their friends, came over to work on the fence and on the pond itself. And then the summer after that, we built a deck that was intended to be more for humans, but the ducks have decided that they like the deck.
They're so cute. When did your neighbors start noticing all the fun friends on your porch?
Yeah, so it was during COVID, and actually 2 blocks down, during the pandemic and during the shutdown, one of our neighbors began playing the piano in the evening, mm-hmm, in his front yard. And then that turned into really nightly concerts. So there was a bass player, there were drummers. And so people were flocking to the block to see that. Mm-hmm. And the Ducks were very young at that time. So we would sometimes sit out in the front yard. We had sod at that point. And the Ducks would kind of rest on our lap. And so people came to know
that. So you said, we're going to one up this concert. We give you Ducks.
I think they were both equally appealing to people. Yes. But that was kind of the start of it. And then slowly, really the pond, when we dug the pond, which was Labor Day of 2 years ago, mm-hmm. That was really when people stopped. And it became kind of this tranquil space. And so people began to connect not just with the animals themselves, but with kind of the sound of the water, just the tranquility of the environment. Mm.
WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, you're originally, Stephen, from Michigan.
Yes.
Kim, you're from the West Coast.
Yes.
Your family moved to Chicago right before lockdown?
So we moved into Old Town right before lockdown. So we were in various parts of Chicago, and we actually got the keys to our house the Friday before the shutdown.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my gosh. And your home itself, it's got some history here. It was built in 1874 after the Great Chicago Fire. I mean, what was it like for you to discover that?
It was amazing. I think during the inspection of the house, it was very interesting because we were told there was fire damage and no one who had lived in the house before had said that there had been any sort of fire. And so through the Old Town Art Fair and some of the garden walk houses, we learned that after the fire, when people were building houses, they were gathering up wood that was salvageable mm-hmm. and using that in homes. And so we expect that some of the kind of charred wood that is in our house is actually wood that was salvageable from the fire.
Ah. And you two, you aren't full-time zookeepers, I imagine.
We are not.
How does your family take care of all these animals?
Yeah,
he takes care of all of the animals.
Let me look at you, Stephen.
You know, it's been a learning process for sure. But I think it's something like living on a farm where you get up in the morning, you have a schedule of what you do. And it is not just me. It's, you know, it is very much a family mm-hmm. Endeavor. And, you know, it's very peaceful. It's kind of it's taking care of animals. You know, it's not unlike taking care of children. Mm-hmm. It's something that you can derive joy out of. And really the joy it gives people outside of our house, like people in the neighborhood, it's really interesting. Once one of our ducks was injured and, you know, she was still coming out to the front, but she was clearly injured, but she had gone to the vet. Everything was okay. She was working through it. And we came home one evening and there was a bouquet of flowers for that duck. Her name is Saturn. And it says, "Dear Saturn, you bring us so much joy. We hope you get better soon."
Oh, and that's so nice.
Yeah, it's just an example of how much it's meant to people in the neighborhood. So it's easy to care for animals when you know it brings other people so much joy.
Are there specific times that folks can come by and view the ducks?
Generally, the ducks are out during the day, so anytime after around 10 in the morning until sometime in the evening when one of us decides it's time to bring them in. So Jack, who is going to be a senior in high school, he loves to bring the ducks in and out of the house. I think that's probably his favorite animal chore, quote-unquote chore.
That is so cute.
So it's a really fun thing to do in the neighborhood. People call it the duck parade. So they watch them walk out to the yard and then back to the space that we have for them at night back behind our house.
And you put a lot of videos as well on your Instagram. I want to shout out your Instagram. It's at Little Eugenie Zoo. Right?
Yes.
So you highlight all the adventures for some of us who can't get out to Old Town to take a look. I mean, we've got Lincoln Park Zoo down the street, as I mentioned. And while there's quite a bit of wildlife here in the city, I mean, it's still a hustle bustle type of place to live. But we have seen these viral animals, right? That remember that fox family last yes. year, Chunkosaurus in the yep. river. I mean, now you have this mini zoo. Does it make you think twice about the Midwest and, you know, Illinois nature?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. My son, he has worked at the Lincoln Park Zoo throughout his high school years, and he participated in a program over the school year where they looked at urban wildlife. And so we do think about that, you know, obviously understanding how rats enjoy the zoo and mm-hmm. the availability of water and potentially duck food. You know, coyotes have been seen in the neighborhood, cats. But yeah, it does. It brings nature yeah. a little bit closer. For
Any
sure.
animals that you don't have yet that you might want to add to this micro zoo?
We had a bunny. We had a dwarf hoto who was the sweetest bunny in the world. And so I think, I don't think there are any plans to get any more animals right
I mean,
now.
I think you have a lot.
But should we bend on getting another animal, I expect that the next one would be a bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephen and Kim Benson are the keepers of Old Town's Little Eugenie Zoo at West Eugenie and North Wells Streets. Now, if you're in the area, please don't hesitate to stop by and check them out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Nadia Hernandez, edited by Meha Ahmed, and mixed by Max Lubers. Well, we've heard of the rat hole in Roscoe Village, now the micro zoo in Old Town, but we want to know, do you have something cool in your neighborhood? For our question of the week, we're asking, what's the most interesting and unique attraction around you? Leave us a voice message at 888-915-9945. That's 888-915-9945. Or you can email us at reset@wbez.org. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again on Monday.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.